You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
Hey, this is Adam Torres, and I'm here to tell you that it has never been easier to start your very own podcast. At Mission Matters, our goal is to amplify stories that matter. That means we want to help you start your podcast because your story matters. We can do this in three different ways. One, join our podcast school and take a free or paid course. Two, visit our resources page where we've already figured out what you need, such as where to host your podcast. Or three, heck, we can even do everything for you through our podcast agency, including editing for cheaper than you can do in-house. Oh, and no contracts, services month to month. Get started by heading over to missionmatters.com and click on Start a Podcast. All right, now let's get into the show. Hey, I'd like to welcome you to another episode of the Mission Matters Business Podcast, your source for all things business. My name is Adam Torres. You can follow me on Instagram at @AdamTorres. Keep up with my book releases, book tour schedule, signings, all that other good stuff. Always love to connect with you there. And as always, if you'd like to apply to become a co-author of one of my upcoming books, head on over to the website, missionmatters.com, and click on Become an Author to Apply. All right, so today I have Creighton Wong on the line. He's founder and a business growth specialist over at Exponential Clients. Creighton, welcome to the show.
Happy to be here, Adam.
Oh, man, so excited to get today's topic. So we're going to talk more about the ultimate business growth playbook that you created. So I'm excited to get into that and to share that with my audience. But before we do that, let's go a little bit further into your business. So Exponential Clients, tell us a little bit more about what you do. And first off, great title for this business. I'm like, who doesn't want Exponential Clients? So tell us more.
Who doesn't? I mean, we all want exponential clients. We all want growth. And what we specialize in is helping businesses grow online. And with the COVID-19 pandemic, there isn't a business out there, whether it's a full-blown e-commerce with no physical location or your traditional brick and mortar, that doesn't have to look at having an online presence in order to be successful going forward.
No, I love that. I think it's a great point, and I think that the interesting thing about all this is that I think it's expanded the market. It's just made for so much opportunity. And speaking of opportunity, I want to get into your playbook. So first off, what was the reason for creating this playbook? So the Ultimate Business Growth Playbook. Like, what was the inspiration for this?
You know, a lot of it was, first of all, success leaves clues, and there's a lot of clues in being successful in business. And I was also reflecting on my time as a world-class paratriathlete, and successfully left clues for me through that. That was a lifetime ago, but through that experience. And number one, and then number two, there are so many shiny objects that are out there, and there's so much information, right? I mean, we have literally the sum of all information that mankind has to offer in our pocket as we walk around in our day-to-day business. And the problem with it is people, we're desperately looking for the next shiny object, the next magic bullet. That was the word I was looking for. And, you know, the next one-size-fits-all solution. And quite frankly, it just doesn't exist. The tactics are really different for every single business because every single business is unique. So you can't have a one-size-fits-all, and you can't have, you know, a magic bullet. But what we did when we did a deep dive, we uncovered that the fundamentals to growing a business, to being successful in business and in life, they're really all the same. And they're time-tested, and they're true. And, you know, I think that's one of the things that's so appropriate, especially with Mission Matters.
Yeah, I love the reason you're doing this. And I want to go a little bit further into kind of some of the nuts and the bolts of the program, if you will. So, you know, because I want my audience to go check this out. So first off, like, what can people that get into this playbook expect?
So we have three fundamentals that we sincerely believe will make any business successful online if they just follow the playbook. And the first one is research, research, research. In fact, I got a request for an interview with a magazine talking about, like, oh, what are the tactics? What are the tactics? You know, what should somebody do? And it's like, no, before we get into tactics, before we get into the, you know, the nuts and bolts of things, we've got to do the research. And when I talk about research, I'm talking about, you know, I want to know who you are as a person, mm-hmm. as a human being, what drives you, what's your why, all that kind of good stuff. You know, I want to know what your business is all about, right? What's your mission? What's your why for your business? Because that's going to drive a lot of the messaging and the copywriting and all that kind of, and the branding and all that kind of good stuff. I want to know what the, you know, I want to do as much research as I possibly can on the industry and the vertical mm-hmm. that you're in, and to understand, you know, what are the wants, the needs, the challenges, the problems that not only you have, but more importantly, your clients have. And we also show you how to ethically spy on your competitors, so you can find out what they're doing that makes them so successful online. So you stop losing, you know, your potential clients to your competitors. You could start grabbing that part of the market share. And in the training, we compare it to, you know, for example, running a professional sports team. What do? Mm-hmm. You study the film on your, you know, on your potential opponent for the upcoming week. In fact, it is so important studying film on your opponent that we've got Super Bowl champions and Major League Baseball World Series champions that have both gotten in trouble for what? Illegally, you know, filming the opponents, right? Because mm-hmm. it gives them that competitive edge. Now, we do everything ethically and above board, but we can actually spy on your opponents and what they're doing online because, again, success leaves clues.
No, that's awesome. And so what is the length of the commitment, like time commitment to go through the program and the playbook? Like, give us a little bit more of a feel for that.
Yeah, so the training's pretty quick. It's pretty short. I can't remember. It's either about 45 minutes to an hour of time, and you can watch the whole thing.
That's awesome. I love those. First off, I love those types of trainings because, I don't want to listen to myself drone on. That's why this podcast format is so short. I do that intentionally. Why? Because we just want the information and go. Like, my loyal listeners, they know I'm not going to drone on. They're like, all right, we're going to get what we need to get out of Creighton. We're going to get what we need to get out of whoever else is on the podcast, and we're going to move on. Like, I don't want to sit here and, like, you know, drone on. So I love that. I'm a fan of shorter modules.
Well, we kept it short, and so, you know, the first step is research, 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 and then mm-hmm. the second step is, you know, the research drives the game plan, and I can't tell you how many people that we have sat down and done the research for, where their preconceived notions of what the game plan ought to be were changed by the time the research was done.
Wow. That's powerful. And so they go into it with one thing and they think that's going to happen. And then the research says something completely different. I feel like mm-hmm. that might be my life, Creighton.
I mean, and it is. And I can tell you as both a successful entrepreneur and a failed entrepreneur, right? Like, I mean, I've got businesses mm-hmm. that have struggled and didn't work out. And this was the ultimate lesson that I learned, is it's like, man, do your homework. You got to do your homework to mm-hmm. identify, you know, especially if you're a new business or you're a stagnant business out there, instead of just this concept of throw money at it, it's like, no, throw strategic money at it. And then, you know, and then the third part is always execute, right? Because once you have the game plan in place, mm-hmm. then you need to execute. And again, to go back to a sports game, it's like, it's game time now, and you're going to get real time data as that game's going on, and you're going to make little micro adjustments, and these micro adjustments they can be $1 million adjustments. Just by, depending on what the budget is and everything, just like a 1% shift could be a massive amount of revenue that comes in. And so that's what we're always looking for, is those little 1% shifts that add up over time.
No, that's definitely well said, Creighton. So that being said, if somebody's listening to this and they want to learn more, so the final question is a two-part question. So first off, if somebody's listening to this, they want to learn more about exponential clients or your playbook. For exponential clients, we didn't get into that as much as I'd like to, but we're about out of time. What are the right types of business owners and or entrepreneurs that are the right fit to typically work with exponential clients? And what's the best way for them to reach out?
Yeah, typically, it's a little bit of a mature business, or one that actually has like an advertising budget. Otherwise, we can just kind of give some consulting advice. We're happy to do that. The best way to reach me is either on LinkedIn. You just go to look under Creighton Wong in LinkedIn and shoot me a message and tell me that you heard me on the Mission Matters podcast, if you do it. If you want to go see the Ultimate Business Growth Playbook, all you got to do is check out exponentialclients.com, and there's a link that dives right into it. And yeah, it's about an hour of your time, but we'll teach you all the fundamentals that have made a lot of our clients super successful.
That's awesome. Well, Creighton, really appreciate you coming on the show today and sharing more about your background and all the great things that you're doing over at Exponential Clients. And to the audience, as always, thank you for tuning in. Hope you got a lot of value out of this. If you did, don't forget to subscribe to the podcast, leave a review on the Apple iTunes Store. And if you're watching this on our YouTube channel, Mission Matters Business, definitely give us a subscribe there, but also leave us some comments in the video. Love to know what kind of projects and things that you're working on. And Creighton, thanks again for coming on the show.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me, Adam.